Report, over 50% of baby formula supply out of stock in 8 states. By Nick Gilbertson on May 13, 2022. The baby formula supply in 8 states has been more than cut in half as the national formula shortage affecting helpless babies and their parents continues to worsen. Baby formula out of stock, OOS, rates have eclipsed 50% in Texas, Tennessee, Montana, West Virginia, Nevada, Arizona, Kansas, and Delaware, CNN reported. Our babies literally do not have the formula that they need to survive, mother Carrie Fleming told the outlet. OOSE rates in Kansas reached 50% as of May 1, up from 43% the week prior, the Kansas City Star reported. Missouri saw a similar increase, as OOSE rates climbed from 43% to 49%. According to the outlet, the OOSE rates in both states at the start of the year were well below 20%, echoing parental concerns becoming more apparent elsewhere in the country. Kansas mother Kara Shockley first learned of the dwindling formula supply from a co-worker's Facebook post in April, which showed naked shelves at a Walmart. Concerned for the well-being of her 14-month-old baby, she headed to her local Walmart in Kansas City. I started to get anxious, Shockley said. It was completely bare. Shockley, who had just half a can of formula at her home, headed to a Walmart in Shawnee, where she luckily purchased the last two remaining products. She and her husband had to travel to Shawnee the three following weeks. Each time, they purchased the only container on the shelves, according to the Star. It's scary to bring up a child in these times. I've never heard of a baby formula shortage in my life, Shockley explained. DataAssembly, a provider of real-time product pricing, promotions, and assortment data for retailers of consumer packaged goods, CPG, brands, as Breitbart News noted, reports that the national OOSE percentage for baby formula was 43% for the week ending May 8. Since early April, baby formula out-of-stock rates have soared to 40% across the country. According to our analysis, DataAssembly CEO Ben Reich recently told Breitbart News. Baby formula demonstrated inflationary spikes in July of 2021, and the situation has continued to worsen the first few months of 2022. Inflation, supply chain shortages and product recalls have continued to bring volatility to the category, and continues to be one of the most affected products in the market. It's not just a problem. It's a crisis, and it's a crisis that's only getting worse, said Laura Modi, CEO and co-founder of organic baby formula company Bobby, according to CNN. The Biden administration's incoming press secretary, Karina Jean-Pierre, had no idea who was running point on the baby formula crisis when asked Wednesday, as Breitbart News' Joel Polak noted. Instead, she assured reporters that the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, was rushing to make sure formula is safe. She blamed Abbott's voluntary recall of infant formula products, which took place after 4 infants were hospitalized, and 2 died, though there is no proven link yet with the formula itself, according to the FDA. The White House cannot get its message straight. On Monday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the FDA had issued a recall. All the more eye-popping is Representative Kat Kamik's RFL allegation that the federal government is shipping pallets of precious baby formula to the border, as Breitbart News's John Nolte highlighted in a Thursday report.